Welcome to Everyday Witch, the podcast. Join head witches Tess and Nikki as we discuss our lives and invite you to embrace the magic.
Hi, I'm Tess.
Hi, I'm Nikki.
And we're the Everyday Witches. On today's episode, we'll be interviewing Stephanie Keith, who is the founder and CEO of Law of Attraction Tribe, the host of Law of Attraction Tribe, the podcast, creator of Manifest It Now app, and author of Trust the Universe. After more than a decade in the corporate world, Stephanie broke free from the 9-to-5 grind to create a life filled with freedom and abundance. She now empowers other women to do the same. Her passion is teaching women how to manifest a life they don't need a vacation from. And we are so excited for you guys to hear this interview. It was so nice talking to Stephanie, and she had so much education and information to offer.
Yes, we were very excited to have her on the podcast. We really hope that the information is beneficial to you all. And we are going to go ahead and get started with our centering exercise that we do with our tinctures and our tarot pull.
Yep.
All right, are we ready? Big deep breath in and out.
Okay, today's card is the Star, which represents feelings of relief and feeling energized and youthful after a lot of intensity or after going through a stressful situation. So this week, try to rest and recover, and you'll feel energized after whatever you just went through, and allow this feeling to flow through you so you can go back to doing what you're called to do.
Definitely need to take a break. That registers a lot with me.
Yeah, so you'll feel energized very soon and just allow that to happen. And we can't wait for you guys to hear the interview.
Yes, thank you guys so much for joining us on this week's episode.
Today we are joined by Stephanie Keith, who is the founder and CEO of Law of Attraction Tribe, the host of Law of Attraction Tribe podcast, and creator of Manifest It Now app, also the author of Trust the Universe. And we are so excited to have her join us today. Thank you for being here with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here with you today.
Yes, we are so excited to get to know you better, and especially what made you write the book and create the app.
Awesome. Yeah, I have been on this manifestation journey for a while, so I can talk about it all day long, and hopefully it'll help everyone listening manifest some big things in their life as well.
Fantastic. So we were wondering, since you talk about people in your book tuning out their intuitions, we were wondering if you had any advice for people who are looking to connect to their intuition more.
Yeah, definitely. I was really lucky in the aspect that my parents, ever since I was a young child, talked to me about my intuition and how we have to trust it. And, you know, as human beings, there really isn't a way to know everything. Like, our human senses can't pick up on everything. My dad used to always refer to the intuition as like the sixth sense. And, so I just learned, you know, as a young child that, you know, we have this, sort of sixth sense, and you can trust it and listen to it. And, then when I got into manifestation and I began working with clients, I realized that some people just never heard of this concept before and, haven't yet been acquainted with it. And so I really tried to tune into, okay, how do I connect? When do I feel most aligned with my intuition? And something that I do every single morning is go for a walk outside. And I notice that every time I do that, I have like direct downloads. I feel like there's just information shooting through me. And that is, you know, you're connected to this energy, and that's like your intuition, kind of like yelling at you, like, hey, pay attention, listen. And so you might feel really energized. You might get that light bulb moment. You might have a strong feeling in your body, either good or bad. And it's really getting used to that and listening to it. So I like to think of our feelings as like our inner GPS system, and it's kind of leading us towards the best path, you know, looking at it from like a bird's eye view. And a lot of times people ask me, well, you know, what if I want to do something and I'm feeling really nervous? Is that out of alignment with my intuition? And so I always, you know, try to put it into perspective of like feeling, whenever you step outside of your comfort zone, there's going to be some level of feeling nervous, anxious, you know, that type of thing. But that is pretty much the same feeling in your body as excitement. And so, you know, that kind of is to be expected. And if it's something that you're nervous about, but deep down, you know, okay, I want to do this. This feels right. Like I can't explain it, but something feels good. Go with it. If it's the nervous that gives you that pit in your stomach where you're just full of dread and you're like, I wish I had a way out of this. This doesn't feel right. Then that's your intuition trying to tell you like something is up with this. Maybe this isn't the best path. Maybe it's time to step back and, you know, go over everything again and see if you need to make some changes. So it's really just figuring out what those good feelings are and those bad feelings. And everyone, I think, kind of is tuned to their intuition in a different way. So just feeling what works best for you.
I love that, especially about the emotions. I forget who said it to me, but someone told me that emotions means energy in motion. And yeah. I think that's really true about how you feel and everything. And listening to it will really help you understand even more what's happening.
Yeah. And you know, it's really interesting that you bring that up because I've heard that as well too. And with manifestation and, you know, believing in this whole process that you can't necessarily see, it's really like science and energy that helped to really give me a strong belief in the process. Because when you look at science, all, you know, all the way back to Einstein, where he said, everything is energy. That includes you and I, that includes our thoughts, that includes our feelings, it includes the room that we're in, and it includes our goals and our desires. It's all just energy. And when we can look at everything as energy, we know that we can, you know, manipulate that energy through our thoughts, through our feelings. We can tune into it. We can start aligning with things in the electromagnetic field around us. And so, you know, for anyone listening that is a little bit maybe skeptical or just very science-based, when you dive into the science, especially like quantum physics and that kind of thing, there really is a lot of backing, and we're learning more and more and more that makes sense as to how manifestation and this whole process really works. And that's just something that's really helped, ground me in all of these practices that I do.
I love that you said, you go for a morning walk, and that's when I have my aha moments. I walk my dog in the mornings, or whenever I'm feeling like blocked or stressed or I can't write, I like to go for a walk. And I find that for myself, it allows me to, I don't know, let my brain wander, but maybe I never thought about is connecting me to my intuition. And I like thinking of it that way better. So thank you for that, because that's where I find a lot, I get a lot of that. Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
And I think that's a really good practice as well, as figuring out like what feels good for you and what feels bad for you. Like I've had a lot of changes happen to me in the last 2 weeks, and I just really have leaned into that gut feeling, and like everything is aligned in the way that it's needed to for me. And I think it's because I finally was like, I hear you and I'm ready to listen.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's so interesting because even though my parents, you know, taught me to listen to my intuition, trust that sixth sense, I've also, my whole life, I was a people pleaser, right? So if my teachers told me to get good grades, I got good grades. If the counselor told me to get into a good school, I got into a good school. And I just did what everyone, you know, told me to do. And when I got out of college and I got my first job, my first real job, the job they tell you to get with a big company and benefits and the whole nine yards, I was miserable. And it made me stop and think, okay, this dream that was promised to me is actually a nightmare. And what if I stopped listening to everyone with my brain and started tuning into my heart, you know, feeling into what I really want to do and just don't care what everyone else is telling me or thinks or what is logical or reasonable. And that was really the first time in my life where I actually acted on my intuition and on those feelings. And it changed everything for me. And, you know, I really encourage people to just, we're so in our heads all the time. That's just the way our society has kind of been set up. And if we can just come into our hearts, like come into our bodies, pay attention to the way we're feeling, it's really that simple. It really can make all the difference in shifting towards a very aligned path versus being stuck in a path where you don't feel fulfilled.
That sort of leads into the next question. Do you think that's like the first time you really manifested, or when did you first realize you could manifest, and how did you turn that into a business venture?
Yeah. So I think a part of me always kind of knew I had the ability to manifest. You know, like when I was a kid, I did a lot of visualization. The teachers would always say how I was like a daydreamer in class. I would visualize getting good grades. I would visualize a project being done and, you know, getting an A+. If we went on vacation, I would visualize the plane landing safely. So I've been practicing it my whole life without realizing it. But in 2009, was when I had my daughter, and my husband lost his job. And it was just a very big, life-changing, like stressful time. It was happy, but it was also scary because all of a sudden we have this child to take care of and, you know, we don't have the funds to do it. And my mom sent me a copy of the book, The Secret. And that was the first time that I had ever heard anyone else talking about this and had a name for it, you know, like the law of attraction. And it just instantly clicked. I'm like, oh yeah, like, duh, I do this all the time. And this is cool. Like this is what it's called. And I, you know, got even more intentional. I got really, really good at manifesting through my job, manifesting promotions, bonuses, manifesting material things like a house and cars and, you know, money and that kind of thing. But when I turned 30 was when I had like, it was kind of like when people talk about a spiritual awakening, but like in reality, it's like a mental breakdown. And that is kind of what I was feeling. I was like, holy crap. I just went through my entire 20s and it was like one big blur. It was like my whole entire 20s was being a mom and being a corporate businesswoman. That was it. There was nothing else. There were no hobbies, no interests, no freedom, no time, no fun. It was just all business and motherhood. And that was it. And I realized that I didn't want to go through another decade, much less the next 30 or 40 years doing the same thing. And so it really caused me to start asking myself some hard questions, you know, like if I were to die tomorrow, what mark would I be leaving on the world? Like what legacy would I be leaving for my daughter? What would people say about me? You know, that I was a good employee. Like it just made me realize like I needed to make some very big shifts in my life. And that's when I started thinking about using manifestation to create like fulfillment in life and to do something where I'm serving people, where I'm helping the world, where I'm contributing in some way. And I just felt like this job that I was in the corporate environment was absolutely not that. Like it was a very strong, like, hell no, get away from it, like do something else. And I didn't know what I wanted to do. And that's where I find a lot of people will have that sort of feeling. But then they'll think, well, I don't know what to do, so I'm just going to stay where I'm at because that's what I know. And what I did is, even though I didn't know what I wanted to do, I just started like following the breadcrumbs. You know, I just started thinking about how I wanted to feel. And I knew that I wanted to be my own boss and make my own schedule, and that I wanted to spend more time with my family. Like, those were the big areas that I felt were very lacking in my life. And I just started thinking like, well, what if my life could be that way? Like, what if I could start enjoying life now instead of waiting until I'm 65 and retired? Like, what if I could live where I want to live now instead of waiting till someday when everything aligns, you know? And I started letting myself just kind of daydream and visualize like what it would be like. And little by little, opportunities started showing up one at a time. I had no idea at the time what a podcast was. I don't even know that I had apps at the time, or if I did, I never would have thought I would create an app. Never would have thought that any book publisher would want to work with me. But I just took little steps at a time. And that's really important, because you're never going to know the how. And, you know, as a little exercise for everyone, like, think of something that you did, something you accomplished, and go back to the beginning and think about all the steps that you had to take to get there. And I guarantee there's going to be steps that you couldn't have predicted. There were things that happened that you could not have predicted that got you to where you were. So knowing that, we really need to let go of the how and trust that if we hold the vision and we use our intuition to start acting on those little breadcrumbs we're given, we will find the way there. Like, the universe will lead us to where we need to be. So that's a hard one, is to kind of like let go of the how and just trust, and to, you know, take things one step at a time. But if you can do that, I do believe you're led to the best possible path that feels right and is the easiest and, you know, feels really aligned.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I love that exercise. I know for myself, I struggle a lot with the how, or like, what are the steps that are going to take there? But I do always hold a good vision. And I think that's a good point, is making sure that if you know deep down that something is right, like, even if it's not the way you expect it to happen, it'll eventually find its way to you. I've experienced that a lot recently. Mm-hmm. And, but it's neat to see it happen though. And it is neat to go back and go, oh, I never predicted it to happen this way, right? But I asked, and it's here now. And so I think that's lovely. Thank you for giving everyone an exercise.
Yeah, absolutely.
I also think it's important that people understand it takes time. Like, a lot of times with manifesting, people think it happens instantly. Like, you did something and now you're going to get it right away. And it takes a long time sometimes to really see the payoff.
Oh yeah. I mean, you know, like I said, when I got started, I had no idea, you know, what I was going to do. It all started with the Instagram page that I have. And I showed up every single day, like, for years before some of the next steps revealed themselves. And I think that as human beings, it's easy to get caught up on time, but time really is, it's like a human construct, right? Like, the universe doesn't operate on a, you know, 24 hour, 7 day a week type thing. So I always tell people, I get the question all the time, like, should I put a time frame on what I want to manifest? And I never do, just because I feel like you're setting yourself up for disappointment, because then if it doesn't happen right on that time frame that you put in place, it can really throw you off. And all of a sudden you're filled with doubt and you think, well, manifestation doesn't work. I'm just going to give up. I'm not going to try anymore. So I usually just kind of trust in divine timing and know that if it doesn't happen when I want it to happen, it's probably because there's something even better lined up and things need to fall into place for that to happen. And so once again, it's like, it's so hard releasing that control and not forcing it. But I feel like if you can do that, it really does line you up with the best possible outcome you can imagine.
Yes, I totally agree. What made you decide to create an app, and how does it assist people in their daily lives, especially with like manifesting and everything?
Yeah. So I never really thought I would do an app. I didn't even really think I would be able to figure out how it would all work. But a problem that I struggled with in my business was I felt like I had a million links to everything. And I wanted to have like one easy way for anyone, no matter where they are in the world, no matter what budget they're on, to be able to have this information and these practices and tools at their fingertips. And it was actually a friend of mine that kind of like planted the seed of doing an app. And so, of course, it's like once you have that seed and you like trust your intuition, the path reveals itself. And I just kind of followed that and very quickly was able to take this idea and put it into form. And it's been amazing. It's been a way where I've created this community of high vibe women who are all super focused on manifesting their best life. And what I've found is that when you can get all of these people together, magic happens. I mean, it's really remarkable. You can do things on your own. I've been on my own manifesting for a very long time. But when you have the support of people around you and you have people cheering you on and you have people giving you ideas and people that, you know, just are helping you keep your energy up, I feel like things happen at a whole other level. So we launched in around November. And so now we're in July. It's not even been a year. And I mean, it's remarkable. Like there's women who have left their jobs and like started businesses. There's women who have created all sorts of products and services. There's women who have leveled up in just their personal life and their confidence, going from being, you know, completely like, you know, suffering in terms of self-confidence to feeling really aligned. And it's just been so remarkable to see. And I don't think that would have happened without this app. And it's really just been fun because that was kind of a thing that I didn't really expect. But now looking back, I'm like, okay, now I see why I was supposed to have an app and like why it all came together the way it did. So it's been a really fun year so far, thanks to that.
That's awesome. I think community is so important. Is it subscription based or how can people join?
Yeah. So there's both. There's free resources that people get just, you know, on the app. And then I also do have my membership community called the Inner Tribe. And that's in the app, but that's the paid portion. So you have the option. And I just got a box from Spellbinding with all your goodies. And everyone in my membership is like obsessed with it. Like, cause I talk about the Rich Witch stuff all the time. It's just like a part of my routine. And so over the last few months, like, I wish I could tell you how many people have been like, what's that spray? What's that candle? Where'd you get that? But everyone's really into it. So we like, it's really cool because we can share all of our different practices and you learn so many new things and you get so many different perspectives. And it's just been a lot of fun. So anyways, I've totally incorporated your products into like my coaching now. Like these are like the gifts that I give people when they sign up and it's just been really cool.
I'm so happy you like them and thank you for always posting and supporting it. Like it really means a lot.
Oh, absolutely. I'm so big on, you know, collaboration and it's like as female entrepreneurs, I feel like we just need to like help each other out and cheer each other on. And, you know, I mean, it wasn't that long ago that like women couldn't even own a business. And so it's like, here we are, we've got to like really help each other out. And the products are amazing. I mean, when you find something that you absolutely love, that like lights you up and has made a difference, you want to like shout it from the rooftops, you know? So it's just been a pleasure to do that.
Thank you. Yeah. That's definitely my best-selling one is the Rich Witch one.
Oh yeah. Well, everyone, you know, it's amazing because everyone wants abundance, but I don't know if you guys have seen this yourself, but I just feel like with women, especially it could be, talking about money can be uncomfortable, I've noticed. And there's a lot of like inner work that I think needs to happen to overcome just like generational beliefs and things like that, for example. And so that's a really big goal of mine, is to help everyone, but like women especially, feel comfortable knowing that you can have money. And like when you're a good person and you have money, you do good things in the world with it. And I've just found that. I found that, you know, with seeing all of these inner tribe members manifest, it's like all of their businesses are so service-based, you know, and they want to help the world or people in a certain way. And so when we really can start looking at, you know, money or being rich as like a resource to help us do more in the world, I think that's so powerful. So I just love that that's your bestseller, because it's like, hopefully everyone's trying to manifest money, because we need more amazing people out there with money making a difference in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking about that last night as well. I have my own small business too. And like, eventually I want to get to a place where I can like donate part of my proceeds to give back to water foundations here in Arizona, especially for wildlife. I'm big on animal conservation and wildlife conservation and things. And so, you know, I try to always think like it just doesn't come to me. It flows through me. And like, when I have an abundance of money, I'm trying to do good with it and those types of things. And I always tell people I do good when no one's watching, because it makes me feel even better. I don't even really want people to know I'm doing good sometimes. I just want to be like a secret Santa over here in the corner, just like making someone's day better, because it makes me feel good to make people smile. And I think that's right. I think a lot of people, if we can keep manifesting this money and calling in this energy, that we're just going to see this community and good nature start to grow in the world. And I think that's what a lot of people have been looking for. And it's wonderful they have a place to connect all together in a community where they feel supported and uplifted. I always tell people, like, other businesses aren't my competition. They're my friends. Like, and there's enough business for us all to. Yeah. So I think that's amazing.
Oh, that's such a good message. It's like, I always think about that, how there's more than enough to go around. And it's like, you know, it's not like if I help you or you help me, a piece of the pie is taken away. Like, the whole pie gets bigger. Like, we just keep expanding and we can all do it together, helping one another. And something that was so motivating for me, because I mean, I've had my own money mindset issues around all of that. And towards the beginning, I was listening to a podcast and this woman was talking about how she had reached, I think it was $1 million in her business. It was a blogger. And her husband went and put an entire filtration system in this village in a third world country. This was a village that had never, ever in history had clean drinking water. And she was able to provide clean water for an entire village. And like, that shifted my mindset. I was like, okay, I want to do that. Like, I want to help people on like that level. And so that really changed everything for me. And I started looking at money as just simply a resource to do more, you know, good. And just to, you know, there's nothing to feel shame or guilt around when trying to manifest it. Like, we're totally worthy of having that.
Yes. I think that's a great message.
Yes. Yes, I think that's a fantastic way to look at it. And I'm definitely going to be having to utilize some of these resources and things and let people know how powerful it is. And it's amazing. And what inspired you to write your book? And did you create your app after you wrote your book?
The book actually came first. It just took a while, you know, through the publishing process to come out. But the book was actually, it was the first thing that came to mind back on, you know, my 30th birthday, when I was like, how am I going to leave my mark on the world? At the time, like I looked at a book that was on my bedstand, and it was by, Wallace Wattles. It's over 100 years old. And I remember thinking, like, this book has changed my life, and this guy is long gone, and his work is still inspiring people. And like, that's when I first had the idea, like, someday I'm going to write a book. And I just kind of set that intention. And I put it on my vision board in 2018, all over my vision board. And then I started listening to other people, like friends of mine who are authors, that said, writing a book is so hard. You don't want to work with a publisher. They take all your money, blah, 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 you know, like all this stuff. And I thought, well, that doesn't sound fun. So I kind of forgot about it. And then in 2020, I did a vision board party. I went back to my old vision boards to show people what I was doing and like what I had manifested. And I came across this vision board of being an author. I was like, man, like all the feelings came flooding back of like that night when I was like, that's what I want. And I thought, I'm going to go for it again. And I put it on my vision board. And a month later, I got a message from a publisher that said, we're writing a manifestation book and we want you to do it. And I was very pregnant at the time. And I had about 3 months to write the book. But luckily I had been thinking about it for a long time. So I really had a solid foundation for what I wanted to write, and it just flowed. It just, I don't know how I did it looking back, but I just did. I got in that creative zone and just got everything out that was on my heart. And, I wrote my book and it's there, and it'll live on long past me, hopefully. So it's just been like a great, probably one of the best things that I've manifested, just because that was one of the first intentions I set.
Congrats. That's awesome. Yeah. Thank you. Such a huge thing.
I'm going to have to get a signed copy. My goal when I pass on is to leave behind a free source library for people to use of all of the books and herbal resources and knowledge about the world that I have collected throughout my life. And so I'll have to connect with you to get a copy that's signed, so it can live on in my library one day.
Yes, I will send you that for sure.
So something we always ask our guests before we end the episode is there something magical that happened to you this week?
Yeah. So I am actually a huge Disney fan. I've got 3 children. And so we went to Disney, and that was sort of like what I envisioned when I wanted to leave the corporate world. I thought I want to just be able to go in the middle of the week to Disney and like take my kids and not have to worry about how much it costs or, you know, where we're going to stay. And, so we did that. We went to a Disney resort and hung out by the pool and did Disney Springs. And I got to tap into my, you know, inner child and just have a lot of fun. And it's just, I love going, I think, because it just reminds me of like magic, you know, you feel like a kid again and like anything seems possible. And, so yeah, that was definitely the most magical part of my week.
That's awesome. I love Disney. It is very magical and uplifting because you feel young and excited, and, you know, it's such a great place to be.
Yeah. And watching it through my kids' eyes is just like so much fun because, you know, they see everything and it just blows them away. And it's just like such a joy to watch them having fun, you know?
Yeah.
I follow Mr. Thomas English, and he's a guy on Facebook who loves Disney, and he always dresses up in their costumes, and I just love it. And he's always so happy, and just like his energy makes me happy. And it's so neat that so many generations are able to connect to this one place that has brought them, you know, so much joy and magic throughout their lives. And I think that's really, really inspiring. And I'm glad that you had such a lovely time.
Yeah, it was great.
Well, thank you so much for being on, and we can't wait to see what else you do. And we'll have links for all of the app, your website, where they can get the book in the bio description, and hopefully more people will learn about manifesting because of you.
Well, thank you so much. This was a lot of fun. I appreciate it.